In Sunan Ibn Majah, there is a narration in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has stated regarding every man and every woman in the ummah, whoever it is, whoever requires this or desires this, that their fikr, their worry, their concern turns into goodness for the pain and the distress or the issues, that they want a way out, they want a solution, and that their earnings, their rizq, is from such a place, from such a direction or source, from where he doesn't even know where it's going to come from. He cannot even contemplate. For these three things, Allah's Nabi, the final Prophet, the Prophet, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the master of the two worlds sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has given a wazifa, an amal, an action, a deed to perform. So what a great solution, that our whole life can pass in this way. And this is what we desire, isn't it? This is the center point or the focal point of our life. There are three things. Either a person is busy in worry and distress, or an individual is going through tight times, difficult times. There's no way out of the tightness or the issue, the problem. How do I solve this? What shall I do? How do I correct my issues or solve these issues? You know, sometimes you pass through a difficult phase in life, tight, difficult, hard to solve, don't know what to do. And the third is the issue regarding wealth. A person, he tries to earn, to save, to acquire, goes through issues and distresses to do this. And for these three things, to attain these three things, a person goes on different tracks or paths. And these are all important and essential and necessary things of life. A person goes on to a different track. He wants to go to another person for help, or he goes to maybe the assistance of dark forces, or, you know, I want somehow my worries to go, I want to have wealth easy, I can't get work, or it's tight situation, I want to get rid of the problems and the poverty, and the person runs around asking people, tell me a wazifa, tell me a recitation or an action that I can get rich, or how do I get married. And a person looks for a wazifa, a way out, a solution. Fine, a peer or some wali of Allah will give a wazifa, but can there be anyone greater than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give us a wazifa, a lesson, and his wazifa, his prescription of amal? Can there be anything greater than this, whatever he explained and advised? So what a beautiful point that we have attained such a hadith that an individual's issues are solved. These are all worldly things, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wazifa prescription doesn't just give dunya success and progression in this world, but the doors to the hereafter open up as well. So should we not follow this prescription? All the problems are solved. Our issues will end, our tight situation will end, and the doors for rizq and wealth will open such that we can't even imagine, that we didn't even apply for it, and Allah Ta'ala gives us that route. And here, Allah Ta'ala says that wealth comes from me, and whatever comes from Allah will be halal. That's the best thing, isn't it? That there's no question of haram, because Allah Ta'ala has given it. If I try and do something, I'll make a framework or a method or some sort of way to earn, maybe there'll be gaps in it or defects in it. But if Allah Ta'ala says, I will open the doors of rizq for you, then it'll be totally on the spot, halal, and mashallah, full of barakah and ni'mas and Allah Ta'ala's rewards and blessings. So should we do this wazifa? Of course we should. A fantastic super wazifa prescription. Advice of Rasulullah, I thought today, I'll share it with my friends, with the brothers, and before coming today, I understood this hadith, and I said, what a great solution, the whole argument's finished. The whole confusion is finished. What's the wazifa? The prescription that Rasulullah has given. Allah's Nabi has stated that the prescription, the solution for my ummah, for every man and woman, is that after this wazifa, after this practice, you will be totally devoid of worry, and that is tawbah. What is it? Tawbah. That is it. That is the wazifa, the lesson that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given to us. Look, what a great lesson. Yeah? Three issues, these three issues of a person's life, are solved straight away. And we are in dire need of these solutions. Every insan, human being in the world requires their solutions. And Allah Ta'ala gave us a whole month. What was that month? The month that just passed. Did Allah Ta'ala not give that to us? Yeah? Allah gave it to us. And what did Allah Ta'ala give to us in that month? We had the same salah, the same Quran, the same tasbihah, the same dhikr, the same actions. And from the first day, what did we do in that month? Till the end, to the last day. That's it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself called out, come to me, do tawbah, come to me, do tawbah, come to me for forgiveness. Did Allah ta'ala not say that? Did this not reverberate around the universe from the first day? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us beautiful nights, Laylatul Qadr, such beautiful moments. And we do everything else. All the adductions, itikaf, sujood, prostration, all the ibadat, worship, but nobody did tawbah. Nobody attained tawbah. Very few men and women did tawbah in the month that just passed. Look at this. All of the ibadat stacked up to the skies, to the heights. All of the ibadat a person can perform, the ruh, the spirit of everyone's worship is tawbah. Look, salah is an action full of barakah. Blessings, tilawah of Quran, recitation of Quran, great deed. But why don't we get them accepted? Why don't they improve our life? Because we don't do tawbah. So where does every deed begin? Tawbah. Where does Ramadan begin? Tawbah. That's it. One call Allah Ta'ala calls out until the akhirah. Come to me somebody, come to me for tawbah. And Allah's given us something, the bait. Allah's given us the bait to grab. Allah's given us something to be greedy about. That save yourself from the fire of hell. Why? Because your link is with Habib Allah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's it. And Allah Ta'ala has been merciful to us. And He's prepared for us. And He's given us that assistance. Otherwise everyone is there. But who is asked, who is told, reminded? But we were fussy. We are big headed and proud and haughty. Doesn't matter if 70 Ramadans come, I'm going to be the same. Even if all these Laylatul Qadrs come, even if Allah's calling, but I don't want to do tawbah. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala, His rahmah, His mercy on one side, and we say no, we're not interested. When an individual sins, small or big, it's a sin. A disobedient act is a sin. If Allah Ta'ala says don't do it and you do it, what is this defined as? It equals sin. Yeah? You don't say, oh, it's small, it's medium size, it's big, oh, it's very thin like a needle, it's a sin, it doesn't matter. No, Allah says sin equals sin. For example, you have a child, and if your child doesn't listen to you, doesn't it pierce your heart? Look, I told my child, bring me a glass of water. And he didn't bring the water, he's just sitting down at the side. Bring me a glass of water. Oh, Dad, I'm tired, I can't bring it. Won't it hurt your heart when the child says that? You ask for water, then you'll go to the kitchen and get the glass of water and drink it. Little thing. And you're a friend of that child, but it will pierce your heart, it will pinch your heart a bit. Little thing. And Allah is Kareem, great, great creator, the greatest. Allah is Qadir and Mutalik. And nothing is small for Allah. Nothing is big or small, my friends. No sin is small. So we have to be careful. Allah said this. That's it. Don't do it. Don't look at small, big, medium. Don't follow your desires. If Allah says do this action, I'm going to do this action. Brother, it's too hard. No, it doesn't matter. If the whole world is one side, my Mawla is on one side. If everyone says laugh at me, jest and be away with you, but Allah is the one who will want to save me. The whole of mankind is against that, but no, it doesn't matter. If they say, oh no, you'll die of poverty, these problems, doesn't matter. All the two worlds to one side, but my Allah is on one side. His hukam, I'm going to practice it. I'm going to implement it. Doesn't matter what occurs. Yes? So we don't look at small, big, hard, easy, difficult. Yeah? No. Because when a person does a small so-called sin and disobeys Allah on a small scale, what happens? Then he invites Allah's ghadab. Allah's wrath. And tell me Allah's wrath. Allah's given examples of His wrath in the Quran. Allah says, if you want to see my wrath, look at Lut alayhi salam's qawm, Thamud alayhi salam's qawm, Qawmi Ad, Qawmi Nuh alayhi salam. Look, keep on turning the pages of the Quran. Allah's given examples. These aren't stories, jackanory tales. These are lessons for us sinners, that these nations used to sin and my ghadab came, Allah said. But these nations were the past nations. These are examples for you, O Muslimin, and you were the people who were to come. Allah says, I've given you chances, opportunities, one after the other. Keep giving you chances upon chance upon chance. And such nights I'll give you, Allah says, blessed nights, such days, such worship acts for your forgiveness. I'll prepare for you your forgiveness. But why don't you understand this point? Allah Ta'ala says. So read the Quran. Allah says, not like a parrot you keep on bowing your head and you change the pages, turn the pages, turn the pages. It says, read, ponder, analyze. What am with Qawm Thamud, with Qawm Lut, with Qawm Shu'aib? What did they do? They used to challenge, you know, they used to weigh inaccurately. You know, the tajir, the businessman in the marketplace, the trader in the shop, and there are thousands of ways to do haram. And no flags. And from every door, Allah Ta'ala says, the ghadab will come. The example, if you want to see a businessman, if there's punishment coming, look at the Qawm of Shu'aib alayhi salam. Did the ghazab not come with them? The wrath. For every sin, Allah gave an example of a whole nation that did the sin. Yes, immodesty. Look at Qawm Lut, the nation of Lut alayhi salam, who did lewd acts, lewd, shameful acts. And Allah Ta'ala gave them the punishment. Every nation, whether they were carpenters, and they were ironmongers, and what happened to those nations, and how Allah is so merciful that He's explained to the Ummah of Muhammad that this is what happens if a person sins like this. This is the ghadab, the punishment will come. So when a person sins, it's obvious he won't have wealth or issues or worries or anything. He will just finish all of that because he has no regard or worry to Allah Ta'ala's orders. So the fakarat and tightness comes, rizq ends, the doors are shut, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah ends. So Allah Ta'ala has given a solution for this. That this is my ghadab, my wrath, my punishment. If you want to be go away with Allah Ta'ala's punishment, Allah says, ask me for forgiveness. Yes. So as soon as you leave that sin, look, when a person sins, Allah's ghadab is so massive, the whole system of the universe changes for that individual. Yes, the earth doesn't remain the earth anymore the same. The earth becomes the witness for you as a sinner. Yes, so when you sin, and wherever you're sitting, you're in your house, you think it's your house. When you sin in your house, the house will speak against you on the Day of Judgment. It will curse you. You think it's your house, but it sends a la'ana on that person. The earth you're sitting on, that you sin on, it will be a witness against you. When your hand, oh, my hand's hurting, or put a bandage, or my nail's cut. But when you sin with the hand curses you. You've sinned Allah. You've sinned to Allah. I'm not your hand anymore. I'm not your eyes anymore. I'm not your tongue anymore. How do you think that you're enjoying the sin? But we're going to tell Allah about you. Everything around you becomes a witness against your sin. Third, the angel comes with rahmah, doesn't it? The angels come with kiramun kadibin, who are eternal and fixed friends, solid friends. They start hating us. They start writing the sins in the book of deeds. They're next to us on our shoulders. They're looking and recording the deeds. And then the book of deeds. It's written in the book of deeds. So four consequences that bring Allah Ta'ala's ghadab on one disobedient act, one sin. Yeah? So Allah Ta'ala says that what should you do is obey me, obey my Mahbub Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, pray salah, do amal on the sunnah. Whose orders are these? Whose? Allah Ta'ala's orders. And the person who leaves these, woman or man, where are they going? To the ghadab of Allah, to the wrath of Allah, and they're strengthening the sin. And they think that their body and limbs, your clothes will hate you, your hands will hate you, your house will hate you, the earth you're sitting on will hate you and send curses on you. Your shop that you're doing haram within, where you're earning the haram, tijarat, that shop will send la'na, curse, la'nat on this person, la'nat on this disobedient person. Destroy him, Allah. The shop says, and Allah Ta'ala says, no, I'm not going to do the same as I did with the previous nations, because you've got a link with Rasulullah. We are big headed, proud. Oh, I'm rich. I've got thousands. I've got nice assets and cars. My shops are increasing. My cars are increasing. I've got good models. And these are the previous nations. Allah used to give them a bit of a chance, and they became big headed. No, we're sinning. Do more. But then Allah said, be away with them. Eliminate them and bring another qawm. Allah replace them with another qawm. Yeah? Allah wipe them from the face of the earth. This is Allah's ghadab. And here, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, O Ummati Muhammadi, I give you chances, I give you nights, I give you months. No problem. You were astray and shaitan or your nafs took you away, or you got trapped in julus or bayans, etc. And your attention was diverted from Ramadan, the root action Ramadan, or your nafs became weak, or your circumstances around you got weak. But Allah says, I still gave you the bait to grab, but even then you didn't do tawbah, oh foolish people. You had Ramadan and you were celebrating Eid. What was Eid for? Eid is for that person who became Allah's friend in Ramadan. Eid is for that person to celebrate the success of Ramadan. How we waste all these opportunities. Imagine, look. So this all harks back to the point that insan, what should he do? The human being. When he does tawbah, he repents. A person repents. Straight away, the whole scenario changes. Allah Ta'ala says, what happens then? Do you understand what I'm saying? Is it going into your hearts? Is it coming to your ears? Or has someone got a current inside them? What I'm saying? Let me see who gets the current from what I say today. The energy. from what I say today. Okay, that's the end of story. If someone's sitting and says, that's it, I'm going to do tawbah today. I'm changing myself for the better. When you do tawbah, the whole map and sketch of your life will change. Sudden. Sudden. And it will change. Sayyidatul Hasana. That same ghadab that was descending will then turn into rahmah, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allah ta'ala says that I change it into hasanat. The ghadab was coming. All of the destruction, disasters, punishments were coming to wipe that person away. Suddenly it changes. Rahmah start raining down, showering down. Fikr changes. Worries go. Tightness goes. Yes, all the problems that were there, those same problems, they transformed into goodness. The doors to goodness open. Wherever he puts his hand, wherever he touches, turns to gold. From the heavens, rizq starts raining down. Halal, solid, robust. 10 pound barakah, the whole family's eating. And the guests are eating with that same 10 pounds. No tax, no loan, no debt, no interest, nothing. No worries, no accountant, nothing. Everything he's doing himself with his own hands. Everything you're doing yourself. And it doesn't finish. Your money don't finish. Your money doesn't finish. No problems. Happy is your heart. Your pockets happy. Your children are happy. No one demands anymore. Oh, bring me this. I want this thing, Dad. Bring me this house. Or change the carpet. They all forget the desires. Your children, your family, they all forget everything. They have no loss, no pain. What's the house? Where are we sleeping? How many rooms have we got? Oh, we want a bigger house, bigger rooms, bigger cars, more luxury clothes, shoes. The same wife. Oh, I want this gaddi. Oh, bring me this car, I want that new model or new 2016 plate. Those same children start to mellow out and calm down, because whose law is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greed and the lust for the dunya finishes. Four witnesses, the earth you're sitting on becomes the witness for you. Allah ta'ala says, I will wipe it away. Allah says, the new witness will come, the new earth will come, that old earth will disappear with the memories. Yes, kiramul kadhibin, duty finished. The records wiped away, cleaned away, sins wiped away. They won't even know what happened. His qism and destiny changed on one tawbah. One tawbah. Do you understand, brothers? Big amal tawbah. The earth that was a witness to the sins changed. The angels, kiramul kadhibin, shift changed. All the ibadat. You can pray tahajjud, sujood, prostration, tasbih, umrah, hajj. Do them in masses. But if you don't have tawbah, then you have nothing to your book of deeds. Nothing, zero. You can go 10,000 times and go and do, you know, like reciting something. Make 10,000 flowers, you know, flower necklaces, hars of flowers, and dates and zamzam and water. But you will have zero to your book of deeds. But that person, alhamdulillah, who does tawbah, wherever he's sitting, he will attain Allah's mercies. Doesn't have to go anywhere. Because Allah Ta'ala knows it's not about quantity. His earnings is halal. He can't go on Hajj Umrah. No worries. Allah Ta'ala says, I will give you such ziyarats in your dreams that all your desires for going to Umrah will finish there and then in your house. You will pass away here, Allah Ta'ala says. You will die here, but you will be buried in Baqi, inshaAllah, in Jannatul Ma'ala, in Mecca. Allah says, I've arranged everything for my pious servants. You can't go there. You don't have the money. It's halal. You're poor. You've earned halal. You don't have a desperateness to run there. Yes. So, you, for example, you haven't left the salah in the masjid. And you've got such a rizq that doesn't matter if a little bit comes, but I want salah five times in the masjid. That's the first thing I want. Allah, I want to pray my salah in jama'ah in the masjid. And Allah Ta'ala has given the time five times in the day. I've got to go to the masjid. After that, whatever earnings I get, alhamdulillah, khayr. I'm happy. I'm not going to run around for dunya. That's Allah Ta'ala's fadl. What do we call this? The money that will come will be what? Fadli ilahi. Hada min fadli rabbi. So hada min fadli rabbi is what? Where do you get it from? When you leave the masjid, when you come to the masjid, when you leave the masjid. When you come to the masjid for salah, and when you leave the masjid, then you make millions. There's a la'anat on that. Curse on that. There's no fadl of Allah on that. Remember this. So where does the work start? Tawbah. Tawbah. Person does tawbah, his life changes. My friends, my colleagues, don't worry. Don't worry. We are still here. We haven't died yet, have we? We haven't died yet. We're still alive. We're still breathing. All of us. So I'll say it again. Let's start from today. Turn the leaf. Turn the page. Ramadan's gone. But if we do tawbah today, with the fadl of Allah, and whoever's ears receive these words and understand this today, then inshallah I'll give you da'wah after dhikr come. Quran and hadith according to the Quran and Sunnah, recite the kalamat, the dhikr of Allah. And the person who hasn't done tawbah, come, recite the kalamat. And alongside that, you'll get the reward, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, you'll be given as a bonus, as a reward, and you'll be successful, your life will be made. And the person says, I speak with a passion, and with the rahmah, and the sadqah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah Ramadan, Only a few days have gone after Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala will give you the whole enjoyment of Ramadan through that action. You'll get the thawab of Ramadan. The person who didn't do tawbah in Ramadan, okay, Allah says now he's woken up today. Okay, fine. We'll include him in that batch of people. Ramadan. So tawbah, do it brothers. Don't delay. Allah says don't delay in tawbah. We shouldn't delay in tawbah. You can delay all other things in life, but don't delay tawbah. Because our life and akhirah will be made from tawbah, brothers. Understand this point. There are three points here that our Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated. There are three points to life, and you will attain all of those. And the life of akhirah, inshallah, Jannah, will be attained through tawbah. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you all the tawfiq. Ameen.